I'm here with Professor Charles Zena at the Safer Childhood, Brighter Future Conference, and who has been speaking to delegates today about infant mental health. So, Professor Zena, can you tell us what impact a baby's relationship with their carers has on their mental health?
Sure. I think what we've learned in the last 3 decades is that the nature of the baby's relationship with their important caregivers is one of the best predictors of their mental health outcomes in later years. So it's especially the case for young children raised in adversity. Then the importance of the caregiving relationship becomes even more important and more emphasized. But it's really true across a variety of social classes and circumstances and conditions of adversity.
And what sort of difference can interventions make then to a child's mental health?
So interventions have been shown to prevent mental problems in young children who are known to be at risk. They've been shown to ameliorate mental health problems in children who've developed early signs, and they've been shown to reduce or eliminate mental health problems when they've become firmly established in young children, working in interventions that work through and involve the child's important caregivers.
Pause it. I've probably got room for one. Tell us a little bit about the work that the Tulane Infant Team are doing.
Sure. The Tulane Infant Team is a group of mental health professionals who work very intensively with young children who are placed in foster care because of maltreatment. And we're doing a couple of things simultaneously. First of all, we're trying to make sure that the child's foster relationship with foster parents is the best possible relationship for that young child, because for young kids they really depend entirely on the people who are with them all the time. And at the same time, we're simultaneously trying to rehabilitate the relationships that they have with their biological parents in the hopes that the problems that led the child to come into care in the first place can be reduced or eliminated sufficiently so that the child can be returned home safely and do well in that caregiving environment also.